There's this review for a little bit. It's been 2 weeks since we said Lashia. So we began with a major question that we showed him about whether the Kalal of Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni, whether there's any relevance in terms of Yerdeya. So it's a Nukh Shabbat, but the absolute Kalal. That Kli, the Gemara says that basically Bishul Derais, it can only take place in a Kli Rishon, either a pot that's literally on the fire or a pot that at one time was on the fire. Once I empty the content into another bowl, that's called a Kli Sheni. And the Gemara says, it's a Kli Sheni in Levashel. That there's no Bishul of Kli Sheni. So we said at the time, not 100% true, because we're Choshesh, we still don't cook in Kli Shenis and Shabbos for a variety of reasons. Either some Rishon say it's a problem with the Rabbanon, and some Rishon say, as we call Kali Abishul, things that are very, very easily cooked may, will become subject to Bishul, even in Kli Sheni. We're putting aside those Choshoshos, the Ikra Din, so to speak, is, at least in theory, the Din should be that Kli Sheni in Levashel. Whereas when it comes to Tairavis and Yerdeya, so that's highly questionable. So the Rashba quotes a page of Machlekes and Rishonim, that after Rishonim said that just as Klisheni is Enim of Asha, that the Ikam is Bedin, there's no Bishlon of Klisheni. So too, there's no Bliyas in Klisheni. And the other Rishonim said, no, it's not true. That Bishlon Luchud of Bliyas Luchud. That the Dinim that govern Bishlon don't necessarily govern Bliyas. So he said, that's a major, major Machlekes. The ramifications of the Shaila are very serious. Say, a common Shaila. Person's eating a bowl of chicken soup. And by mistake, he takes a milchik spoon. That's a ben yomo spoon. It was just used for milk 5 minutes ago. The hot milk 5 minutes ago. And he sticks the ben yomo spoon into the bowl of chicken soup. So if you hold that, it's a cliche. Cliche in a babasha, cliche in a babuya. Everything's mutter. The spoon's mutter, the bowl's mutter, the chicken's mutter. Everything's mutter. Everything's fine. And if you hold that up, that bliyas work with different rules than bishul. Just because cliche name of Ashel, it doesn't mean the cliche name of Leah. Therefore, the soup is going to become treif, potentially, depending on the shishim, not shishim, and the bowl is going to be a problem, and the spoon is going to be a problem, everything is going to be a problem. So that's Shaila. So this question whether there's beliefs in cliche is not just a theoretical question. This is a maisa. Half the showers in the kitchen come up in more than half the showers come up in cliche already. So if you really take the approach that cliche ain't a mavashal, therefore cliche and mavliya, that's going to do away with it with many of the shilas. So we said that we're not so convinced that we're going to pass it like that. So even though the emphasis is that both Machab and Ramah sound that way, that they each speak within the basket, that there really is no belief in the Klisheni, we try not to rely on that. We don't run our kitchens that way. We try to assume that there is a problem of belief even in the Klisheni, and therefore the question becomes, well, what if it's something that can't be kashered, and how much of the evidence, what's called the shazach, and they really get into gradations, and how much we're willing to be making. But the chachiv, at least, we try not to rely on this. The chachiv, we try to treat cliche in the same as klimisha, vis-a-vis beliyas. Even though there are differences in the Shabbos, you got to be here and there, every time we try to assume it's the same, at least the chachiv. Since Me'ikim Adin, we probably do paskin that there really is no belief in the Klisheni. So it's still important for us to know what's the Klisheni, what's the Klisheni. If it's a Klisheni, then we have a real problem. If it's a Klisheni, then the problem is significantly less. So one of the issues that came up at the very end of the shift 2 weeks ago was the issue of Kali Abishal. The Mishnah says in the end of the Shabbos that certain kinds of foods are so easily cooked, therefore, even Klisheni would be a problem. So we quoted, there was Machlekes Acharonim, I think it was the last thing we said in the Shir, if I'm not mistaken. Mm-hmm. There was Machlekes Acharonim, whether that din of Kali Abishal was really an issue of Bishal or not. It's not even so partial that's a problem of Bishal. Some Acharonim said it's a problem of Makam Patish, that when you take a very easily cooked food and you put it into hot water, even though the hot water is Klisheni and it can't affect the Bishal, but it's still Gemar Malachta. That's not a Lashon Gemar. Gemar is a Lashon Gemar Malachta. So with Gemar Malachta, that's a different Malachta Gamre. So if it's an issue of Gemar Malachta, it's not really an issue of Bishul, so that's not going to carry over to your day. That's going to be irrelevant in the realm of Chasaroivis. But the Pasha's Advarim is, that's what the Mishavu is Machri, and the Pasha's Advarim is, it's like the Rishon will say that Bishul, so Rashi says, it's the Rambam says, the Pasha's Advarim is, like those folks will say that the Kali Bishul can be subject to Bishul.
If it's not Mavashal, then what's the Makabah Patish? What's the
Well, the Maizim is inedible, even though it's not technically initial. Before I put it into the hot water, I couldn't eat it, and now according to the recipe calls for exposing it to hot water. It doesn't say cook it. It's exposed to hot water, and but once you expose it to hot water, then it becomes edible.
I would have thought that would have meant that it was Mavashal.
So that's the question. So, yeah, according to Mishnah, you thought right. According to most of Mishnah, you thought right. But according to some Machmerim, it's not true. According to some Machmerim, it's an issue of Makabah Patish. So the question is, how does Kali Abishal play out in terms of your day? And assuming, like the Pashas Advarim, like the Mishnah Berurah Machriya, that Kali Abishal is an issue of Bishal, so how does that play out in terms of your day? So should we say that just as the Hilchos Shabbos, we're willing to say that Kli Rishon is Mavashal, Kli Sheni ain't Mavashal, but Kali Abishal is the exception, so should the same thing carry over to your day? Should we say that the mad the Ramamurim that we're going to be making that Me'ika Mikmadin, there's no Belias and a Klisheini, that's regular food. But if it's a Kali Abishal Mika food, so that the whole Mokra to distinguish between Klisheini and Klisheini is learned out from Shabbos, so then how could it be any different than Shabbos? So the Chara, that should carry over. So the Chara, we should come down with the Chumrah. That if you have something which qualifies as Kali Abishal, so that all the Kulas are off. That any Kulam we may have thought of having, relying on the Chabbos and the Mos and Rashbos, that there's no Belias in a klisheini, but if it's Kali Abishal, happen to be any different than Shabbos. So that's what the Echorim HaMa'orer, that if you look in your Adaya, and Siddin Kuvay, no mention is made of Kali Abishal. The Shulchan Aruch doesn't say the word Kali Abishal, the Rambam doesn't say it, the Shach, the classic, don't talk about Kali Abishal. So what happened to this equation? So comes the Chazon Ish, in Hilchos Shabbos, and as a tremendous chiddush, based on the fact that it doesn't appear in your Adaya. Comes the Chazon Ish and says, you know, we know, yes, there's a din of Kali Abishal, there's no question about it, it's a din of Reis Kali Abishal. But Tachlis, give me an example of Kali Abishal. So the Mishnah gives very, very few examples. The one or two examples that the Mishnah says, we're not even sure what they are. The Mishnah speaks about Kluyus Ispidin and these very, very small kinds of fish, these very tender kinds of food that will easily be cooked. But the Mishnah doesn't give us all that much. So comes the Belezebi Mitz, a tremendous Chumrah. Belezebi Mitz says that we don't know what is Kali Abishal, what's not Kali Abishal. So what do? You don't know? Everything is also. Says Rabbi Elazar, everything in the world, unless we know to the contrary, is a suffix Kali Abishal. Now, there are a few things here and there. The Gemara says, Beferish, not Kali Abishal. The Gemara says, meat is not Kali Abishal. A tavlin, spices, certain things that the Gemara singles out as not being Kali Abishal. But if we don't know to the contrary, then everything is a suffix of Kali Abishal. A famous Chumar of Blazim, we spoke about this in the past, not to put the bread into the soup on Shabbos, because you're afraid the bread is Kali Abishal. Whole Chumrah, based on the fact that everything is a suffix of Kali Abishal.
Says that only in the Metzias, in other words, you see some sort of a change in it.
Yeah. The question is not, that's what Blazim is, threw his hands up and said, it's not. So he said, everything is suffix.
Assuming there's some change to
everything is suffix Kali Abishal. So comes the Chazon Ish and says that he doesn't think that we postulate this, the Ikamikra did. Says the Chazon Ish, if Blazim is was really right, the Ikamikra did, that everything is a suffix Kali Abishal, so somebody in your day should have said that. Somebody should have told us, the Mechaber, the Ramot, the Shach, somebody should have said that the whole bit of cliche is basically thrown out. How could you ever rely on a kul of cliche if everything is a suffix Kali Abishal? Says the Chazish, we steam us a poiskim. The fact that Ramais is a classic poiskim in your day, don't mention it. Why it is mentioned in the Chashamas? In the Chashamas, the Shulchan Aruch quotes from Elazim Mitz that you have to be chayshis for Kali Abishal. Comes the Chazish and says, it's a chumr in the Chashamas. The Chashamas is much more chumr than the Hilchos Taravos. Hilchos Taravos is that. To get a shah of the Bosmachov deraisa, you have to bend over backwards to make a shah of the Bosmachov deraisa. So now I'll take the Rabbana, and it's a Chumra. Comes the Chazish and says, Inuch HaShabbos, the shah of the Meskila, it's a Chumra B'yayser. So then the Chashish for Belazim is, then the Chashish, everything is a Safik Kali Abishal. But in your day, where the stakes aren't, the stakes aren't so high, so therefore the Chazish says, therefore we rely on the Ikradin. The Ikradin is, if it doesn't look like it's Kali Abishal, it's not one of the two or three cases Chazal give us, we don't speak into everything. Everything is mutter to prove it ourselves. So everything is not Kali Abishal, make a mikvah. So the Chazon Ish took either din of your day and turned around and revamped our Archaim. If you learn Shulchan Aruch and Siman Shin Yuches and Archaim and you learn about Kali Abishal, you can't put bread into the bowl of soup, and you really think Kali Abishal is a real din, it's a real suffix, it's a daraisa, it's a chayav chata, it's a whole story. You're really, really convinced it's an absolute din, and then you get to your day and it doesn't exist. So says the Chazon Ish, but the fact it doesn't exist in your day is megalith us That's why first we spend 5 years in Shabbos, then 5 years in Yer Deh. So you gotta learn Yer Deh to figure out everything we say in Hilchos Shabbos. Maybe it wasn't correct. When we learned Hilchos Shabbos, we probably presented it as a real din, it's an absolute chashash. Chamsa Chazmishin tones it down, so it's not such a real chashash. Proof positive. Even Shabbos, that's the Chazmishin. Even Shabbos, it's not a real din. Chachom Rabbi Yalman of Chashabbos, proof positive, it doesn't appear in Yer Deh.
With the bread, can you use the kula that since I'm eating the soup, by definition, it's not yatzal leather spoon, it can't be vashal the bread?
Well, not necessarily. Very often people do eat yatzal leather spoon soup. Because you're assuming something about yatzal leather spoon. You're assuming that you can't eat food that's yatzal leather spoon. Because you think that yatzal leather spoon means that the person pulls away, but there's a big machlek as opposed to him. What do you mean he pulls away? He pulls away not knowing that it's hot, or he pulls away knowing that it's hot. That's a very, very big difference. If I have a cup of very hot water, sometimes the doctor says you have something in your finger, you have to soak your finger. So if I know that it's boiling hot, I know it's really, really hot, I can put my finger in and I won't pull away because I'm expecting it. If I don't know that it's hot, then the degree of temperature that I will pull away from is significantly lower because it's a surprise factor. So that can be a lot. I've never made an actual study on it. That can be a significant amount of degrees. That's a big machlek as a poskim. What is yatzal leather spoon? Is yatzal leather spoon the degrees that a person will pull away because he doesn't know that's hot? Or yatzal leather spoon is the point where he cannot tolerate it? If it's so high, even if he's planning on it, he still can't keep it there. That could be a tremendous difference.
Let's say he's eating the soup. You know, he's eating the soup. It's hot. It's pretty very hot, but he can tolerate it.
So the question that may still be yatzal leather spoon. According to those people who say that yatzal leather spoon is measured by the surprise factor, that may very well be yatzal leather spoon. If somebody thinks it's cold, they'll put the finger and they'll pull away at 110 degrees, even though the guy's eating the soup at 140 degrees. Haraya, there's such a sheet that exists. There's a din that you're not allowed to bathe in hot water on Shabbos. Even if the water was heated up before Shabbos, there's a din derabanan, gederes avalanim, chatzos. You're not allowed to bathe.
Kol aguf.
The whole thing is in the third breakfast of Shabbos. So the post can write that the isra is only on chamin. It's zone in the ikamik, but then you're really allowed to bathe. If a minik, the magadavram quotes up made a minik not to bathe even in cold water on Shabbos for other reasons. But the isra in the Gemara is only on chamin. So how warm is warm? How hot is chamin? So some achmarim write yatzal leather spoon. If it's not yatzal leather spoon, it's not called chamin. Chamin means that it's really, really hot. Yatzal leather spoon is going to. So the kasha, how do you think in the shower in the first place it's yatzal leather spoon? So the teretz is because that's what I want to do because I'm planning to take a shower. This is a very important shower. This is part of the mikvah shower. Having the hot water in the mikvah on Friday night. So some achmarim write that the mikvah has to be cold on Friday night because if the water is hot and it's a gzera derabanan of bathing in that hot water. So other achvarim write that's not called dating, that's called tefillah. The whole gezeirah was never on tefillah b'mikvah. That's some achvarim write. And other achvarim write somewhere in the middle. They write that as long as it's below yatzal leather, that it's okay. So yes, below yatzal leather. Whoever titles above that, so the answer is some of the mikvahs are talk above yatzal leather. How come people don't jump out? Because the answer is they expect it because they're going in. And also the Paskim say that yatzal leather spoon, there's a very real difference in mitzias. So you have to figure out exactly what yatzal leather spoon is. There's a very big difference in mitzias between men's tolerating of hot water and women's tolerating of hot water. Because if a man washes dishes all the time, he'll also, it's not a function of genes, it has to do with conditioning, it's not nature, it's nurture. That a woman who washes dishes with hot water all the time will be able to tolerate the hotter water than a man who never washes dishes. It's not the problem of having the men wash the dishes. That'll change the mitzvahs. But that's a further shot of the post. Now, how do you exactly mishai yatzal? Getting back to this. So the Chazanish was said that based on Yerodeya, we're able to have a chiddush in the Chashav, but the Chashash of the Chazanish was not as common as we thought.
It's supposed to go from Shabbos to Yerodeya.
No, back to Yerodeya, rather than to Shabbos. Rather than to Shabbos, it's about Lamed. So other Acharonim write not. So other Acharonim write that Yesh Lachal. Maybe Bishul Lachud Abli is Lachud. In this sense also, that just because there's a din of Kali of Bishul and Lachud Shabbos, that concept doesn't transfer over to Yer Deh. The reason why the Shulchan Aruch and the Ramban and the Shachar, nobody says it in Yer Deh that there's an issue of Kali Abishal, not because Kali Abishal isn't serious in Lachud Shabbos. Kali Abishal is very serious in Lachud Shabbos. We're very, very concerned with Kali Abishal in Lachud Shabbos. It's just that Lamaisa, the whole concept of Kali Abishal, is only an issue in Bishal. It's not an issue of Belias. They quote about real, it's very, very quite early, who has such a lot, that's a lotion like that. The Kali Abishal was in Shabbos, nothing to do with Yer Deh. If you hold the kala dishel and didn't makom patish, then that chidur makes a lot of sense. If you hold kala dishel and didn't dishel, then it's hard to understand that. It's a little bit of a tzarich.
And it's all based on which day by yardaya.
The day that holds.
It's one day that holds. You don't have to be chosh altogether.
Right. So this is all
discussion is going
no,
to
no,
the
no, no, no. So this assumption, this whole discussion is within the day that says that klisheni is mutter. Maybe we probably hold klisheni is also that even if it's not klisheni, it's supposed to be.
If you hold it, your day is the same as Shabbos.
Shabbos. So then we can discuss. Then we can discuss about that. Well, now if it's the same as Shabbos, so does that chumra kala bishul?
But if it holds,
it's given as Shabbos. You don't need kala bishul. Even non kala bishul is a problem of liyos. Everything is a problem of liyos. So the whole shayla is only
one. We don't apply it.
Right. Are there any other, so to speak, carryovers between your day and Shabbos that go in both directions? So there's a question that we definitely spoke about this when we looked at Sechah Shabbos. We may have spoken about it in your day also a little bit. And that's a Chiddush of the Marshal. The Marshal suggests that when do we have the concept of Klisha and Klisheni? That makes sense when you deal with liquids. You have a pot of soup and you take the contents of the soup and you put it into a bowl, so that becomes a Klisheni. But if you have a hot piece of food, a solid piece of food, called a double gush, you take a hot piece of kugel, a hot potato, a hot piece of meat or something, so that remains the status of a kli rishon la'olam vod, no matter what happens. If I take a hot potato out of a chillin and I put it on my plate, that's still kli rishon. I put it onto another plate, another 20 plates down, as long as it still has the lettuce bowl, that's still considered to be a kli rishon. How did the Marshal where did that come from? What's that based on? There's some already even before the Marshal said it. The Chor is based on Taisus. Based on the Taisus we spoke about 2 weeks ago. Taisus says in the Shabbos, why is it that Kli Rishon and Kli Sheni are different from one another on the Shabbos? The Chor, based in the world of Matthias, doesn't make any sense. You can have theoretically Kli Sheni water that's much hotter than Kli Rishon water. If it started out from a different pot, so it's, in terms of temperature, it's not necessarily accurate that the Kli Rishon is hotter than the Kli Sheni. So Taisus said, you're right, it's not only a function of temperature, it has the factor of what's called the Funus Makaros. That the Kli Rishon, even though the water may only be barely at the lettuce bowl, but the walls of the pot are hot. By definition, they're hot because we're sitting on the fire. That's where Kli Rishon is. Kli Sheni means that I put it into a cold bowl. So the bowl, the walls of the bowl are the funnest karos. Whatever is the funnest karos, that creates the status of Kli Sheni. So came a group of Paiskim led by the Marshal that the Kli Sheni makes any sense. That's when you have the funnest karos, when you have a bowl. So if you have a hot potato, so the hot potato, where's the bowl? Where the walls? Where's the funnest? Where's the funnest? Not mistaken, remember, see, I think it was the first day of chemistry, so they tell you that a liquid takes the shape of the container. So that's what the Marshal is saying. It takes the shape of the container means that the walls affect liquid. I take water and I put it into a cup, so now the water becomes shaped like the cup. It means that the funnels of the cup affect the water. If I take a hot potato, I put it into a cup, it doesn't spread out, it doesn't ooze out, it sits where it is. I put it into another cup, into another plate, into another plate, it sits where it is. So since there's nothing that's makara, the solid food, so the whole idea of cliche doesn't apply. That was the famous Chumash of the Marshal. Says the Marshal, I'll prove to you that I'm right. Says the Marshal to the Farshi Gemara. The Gemara in the 8th Perek of Chumash, which we spoke about, we're doing in Bas Becholov, now already in Taraybis, so we spoke a lot about this Gemara in Hilchos Bas Becholov. We spoke about the Sugya of Nat Bar Nat, Noisin Tam by Noisin Tam. Remember the famous, and I can't remember how much time we spent by Nat Bar Nat, but the stuff was a lot. So comes the Gemara in Chumash as the following Shema. Dagim Sha'olo Bekahara, Mutala Ochum Bekusach, Asal Ochum Bekusach. If you have a piece of meat, and you take a piece of meat and you put it onto a plate. So it used to be a pyro plate, that's a hot piece of meat, put it onto a plate. So there was a belia, there was a taste that went from that piece of meat into the plate. So now I have, point of a fleshy plate in front of me. Then I take the piece of meat off, wash it off, and I take a hot piece of fish and I put it on that plate. So now the question becomes, that fish now become flesh fish. I'm not talking about in terms of sakon, I'm not talking about in terms of bas b'chol. Did that fish get a blia of meat or not? So, man of kamina, can I eat that fish together with milchiks? So it's machiks Rav and Shmuel. So tavim sh'ol b'ka'ara, mutalachum b'kusach, kusach like a yogurty kind of a food. So that's the shayla of Gemara. What's the issue? Why should there not be a blia? So Gemara explains that the blia here is twice removed. Why? The plate wasn't really flacious. And what made the plate flacious? There's no meat in the plate. The plate had a blia from a piece of meat. So the tom number one went from the meat to the plate. So now the meat is gone, the plate is washed out, but there's tarm inside the walls of the plate. When I put the hot fish in the other hot pot of food, so now the tarm comes out of the plate into the fish. So one day the Gemara says, so I have tarm of fleshik, so my fish. So I have fleshik fish, I can't eat fleshik fish together with milk. And the other day the Gemara says, no, it's not true. That's what's called neisin tarm by neisin tarm de hetera. And since it's still mutter, there's no treifas here yet, the tam is so far removed, it's already a second time around. The tam has been traveling, it's tired of the tam. It's been schlepped, and it went from the meat to the plate, from the plate to the fish. It's wiped out, there's nothing left to it. It's called a noisin daba noisin tam de atera. And noisin daba noisin tam de atera is kemat alayis, it doesn't exist. And therefore you would be permitted to eat that fish together with milk, except machlag is thinking about not panat. So we ta'ask in mikra did not panat as mutter. Except we have certain chumras in that panat. We have certain limitations on it, but ikaron, that principle we do accept, that not panat is really mutter. So comes Marshal and says, stop, I don't understand the Gemara. What's the case of the Gemara? Dagim sha'ol b'ka'ara. What is a ka'ara? A ka'ara is a cliché. So where exactly did the bliya take place in the first place? I took the hot piece of meat, I put it into cliché. Where's the bliya? It's only cliché. If you hold that hilchos bliya is cliché, because it's all the same thing, then it's obvious. But if you hold, which we posit, like me'ik, like the mechaber in the Ramah, the cliché in the enem of Ashna, the cliché in the enem of Liya, if that's the case, so then why is there any bleed in the first place? Gemara is having a machlekes back and forth. Rav Shmuel Hosh telling the Gemara, is that called the sufficient time? Is that called the sufficient time? So that's the Mashal. Forget it. The shot doesn't get off the ground because there's no bleed. Because it's too far removed. Because it's already a cliche. So says the Mashal. What do you see from here? That the fish is different than the dova gush, and the dova gush is a solid piece of food that overrides all the dinim of klishen klisheni. Based on the Taisus, that the whole svar klisheni lechalek is all based on the fact that it's the funnest bakaros, which would have a solid piece of fish, does exist. That was in Mashal's Ryan.
It comes out that the Shabbos near there are equal.
We're going to see. How this Mashal comes back to the Shabbos in a second.
So, because again, why is it also?
Because since it's a solid piece of food, it never cooled off. The whole idea of the shame is that it's in the process of cooling off. It never cooled off. So it comes out a tremendous chut from the Mashal. If I have a hot piece of meat, I take it all out of the pot, I put it into a plate, and another plate. No, it's 10 plates down, it's still hot, and I take a knife and I cut it, everything's straight. Because it's still called klimisha. That's the equivalent of klimisha l'choladeh. It's not as a chum rabiyam, as the ikhadeh, that's called klimisha. So who is the bar plukta of the Mashal?
There's no
the cutoff point is when it dips beneath, you have to let it go. But it goes down that it's hot, that you still can't touch it.
Because Matthias wise, what they do for people who cook is that if you rest food for a certain amount of time, next, they say about 5 minutes, sometimes 7-8 minutes, then once the food rests, then it absorbs all its juices, and then once you cut it's totally different than when you take it out of the
that sheer halach is the sheer yasalaz. Everyone agrees to it. If it's not yasalaz, then there's nothing to discuss. I shouldn't say nothing. Mashal happens to have another chumra that if it's a klirishon, even less than yasalaz goes off. So gezeira, but that's really we don't really talk about that.
Oh, okay. So once it's
beneath yasalaz, then the sheer is over. Right?
There's no issue of klirishon. Right. Okay.
Right, so there's the chumra of the Mashal. So who was the bar plukta? Who's the one who disagreed with the Mashal? The Ramah. The Ramah was related to the Mashal. So the Ramah says the Raya Mishkin Raya. The Ramah says that's different. You know what that's different? This is based on another sugya we spoke a lot about in Hilchos Shabbos. It's called Iroi. Iroi means what if I take the Kli Rishon and I pour the contents of the Kli Rishon onto something. So that's what I call cliche. That's called Iroi Kli Rishon. Cliché means once it's already inside the cliché. Here the cliché means when it's in the process of going from the cliché to the cliché. So comes the Ramon says, Iroi is a whole sugya of itself. Maybe next week we'll talk a little more about Iroi. Iroi is a whole topic of itself. According to many Mishanim, Iroi has a din of a klivisha mamish. Some Mishanim says the Vashal partially, the klipa, whole discussion, long taste about the status of Iroi. Says the Ramah, the Dagdim Sha'ol of the Ka'ara is Iroi. Why is that? I'm taking the fish out of a pot and I'm placing it down onto the plate. So in Okhidami, once it's on the plate, and then if a shadow would come up on the plate, that's called klisheni. Not like the Mashal, not like my relative, the Mashal. He says, if the shadow would be on the, but the problem is, in the process of putting it on the plate, that's when the bleeding takes place. And now when I take the meat off and then I put the hot fish on, everything is eerie clean rishon. So you're getting a raya that dava gush is a problem. Dava gush is mutter. Dava gush is a plain, simple cliche, and he says the Rabbah. The only thing is that this is derech iru, and derech iru is going to be a problem. So machoik is the gedolei olam between the Rabbah and the Marshal about assuming that the kula cliche. This is all. So assuming that those days are the kula cliche, do we say no? The cliche, the atade, atkar. Cliche only makes sense in liquid. Doesn't make sense by dava gush. Or do I say no? Dava gush is the same. So that machloik is the mashal of the Ramah was originally stated in your day. That's what the original mashal of Chum. The original shayla was about your day. So now the question is, what would the mashal say about Hilchos Shabbos? Mashal doesn't say. He doesn't talk about Hilchos Shabbos. So the Magen Avraham in Siman Shin Yuches quotes the Mashal in Hilchos Shabbos also. The Magen Avraham says that just as in Yardei were Machna for Dava Gush, so that carries back over to Hilchos Shabbos. And others disagree. The Chavizda says not true. Chavizda says that that's a Chumr in Yardei, and it doesn't carry on necessarily to Shabbos. So you see once again back and forth.
The Magen Avraham
is the
Machmir
in the Mashal. Your day, and then the question is, within the Mashal, does it back to the Shabbos? Right, so you see, this is the interplay between Archam and your day. Good, okay, good, be well. Okay.
I didn't understand at all the Ramah's concept of Irui by Gush.
So the Ramah says that the same way, if you would take a pot of soup, and I would pour from the pot of soup directly into a bowl, so that would not be called the B'liya of Klisheni, because the B'liya is taking place as it's exiting the Klisheni. It's only a shot called Klisheni as a follower. Let's say I take a pot of milk, so I pour the milk into a milk cup, regular cup, and now I take a fleshy spoon and I start to mix that milk. So that's a Klisheni Shaila, because the Shaila is only starting once the food is already in the Klisheni. But if I would take a pot of milk and pour it into a fleshy cup, you wouldn't call that a cliche, Nishayla, because there the potential B'liya is taking place in transit. The B'liya is taking place in the process of leaving the cliche.
Because we said that when it comes to liquid pouring out.
Well, so we don't know what that. At what point? That's right. That's, at what point does it change from cliche to cliche? So it says the same is true when you take a salad. When I take a hot potato out of the pot, so kozman that's in my hands, it's in my hands, it's still called klirisha. Once it's put down on the plate, it's klisheni. But here, in the process of putting down, it's already causing a problem. So if I would take, let's say, the Ramah says, if I would take a hot piece of meat, take it out of the pot, and put it onto a plate, and it's steaming out, 200 degrees, boiling, boiling hot, and I would take a milchik knife, a benyomo knife, and start to cut that piece of meat, no problem. The Ramah says, hetzigomer. That's called klisheni, that's called klisheni, there's nothing to worry about. Because the B'liyas are taking place in a klisheni. The problem with the Gemara, the Daruv Shalom Bekara, is that the B'liyas are taking place derech Iroi. The B'liyas are taking place in the process, as it's entering into the klisheni, it's already creating a B'liyas. So the Ramah says, therefore you can't be any rayas from Daruv Shalom Bekara. The Marshal thought that Daruv Shalom Bekara was a raya, not was a raya, that Dava Gush retains the status of Klivisha Miyolim Boyd. So says the Ramah, it's not true, that if it's a real Dava Gush, it's like it loses the status of Klivisha. The only reason why they're not been out of the problem is because the B'liya is happening in transit.
So I understand, the Ramah is not Hoshis, but yes, let us vote that the whole concept
of Marshal. It doesn't matter if yes, let us vote. If it's cliche, it means again, he's assuming that just as cliche, you know, Hoshav, it's not Mavashal, so it's to the Ramah, the Marshal. Between the Ramah and the Mashal. I know they were related. I always forget whether they were cousins or brothers-in-law. In those days, usually people were the same. You were married to your brothers-in-law. People were related in multiple different ways. There weren't that many people around, so you had to marry who you were able to. But they were definitely related to one another. So we try lechatchila to be chayshish for the Mashal. The Chashabas, we try lechatchila. Ramesha writes in the Tshuva that in Hul Chashabas, they eat the dim and don't really accept this Mashal. And that's why Ramesha has a kula. He thinks that you're allowed to put ketchup onto a piece of meat on Shabbos. You know, the piece of meat is very, very hot. And ketchup, although the ketchup was cooked already, but it's a double lach. It's a liquid. And depends what kind of quality ketchup you have. The cheaper your ketchup is a liquid. Like the Heinz anticipation, you know, ketchup from days gone by. So the Mashiach writes that even though we try not to cook liquids, which were which were cooked already, which cooled off on Shabbos, but to take a pre-cooked liquid that was already cooled off and to put it onto a davar gush, atinikachas really a chumra b'yalma. Since davar gush is only a chumra, and yesh bishlach mishum davar lach is a chumra, so Rav Moshe says atinikach not mechufim machmir. So he writes halacha l'maisa. Rav Shimon and I have quotes in the Sefer of Shabbos. Quotes from Moshe halacha l'maisa. You can put ketchup onto a piece of hot boiling meat. You don't need it 200 degrees. It's still not there.
But when Marshall even you could take the meat and dip it into the ketchup.
No. According to Marshall, that meat is no matter what you do. No.
But if you cut the meat, once you cut the meat,
if it's cool, once it cools off. According to Marshall, it remains the same distance of the vagush building one. I mean, unless you cut it to such little pieces that it's already part of the vagush, that's already machloek. What would the Marshall say about?
No, let's say that on the same. So Marshall's chumrah is on a solid piece of meat. Right. Once it's cut, it can't have a shame.
That's the question. Where do you drill it? What's called the... So the first off, but what if you have a bowl of beans? Is that called a davar gush? How big does it have to be davar gush?
Oh, see, I thought the chashash was on a dove, you know, something, one piece of an entity.
So the more the mashal is that it's not a liquid, that it doesn't take the shape of the container. That's the fear. So it's the shape of the container, it's the cooling off of the wall. That creates a sense of cliche. Short of that, it's not going to be a cliche. Look, I'll mention that. We'll talk a little bit more about the Yatsu letters real quick. Yatsu letters will keep on coming back these days. So the bottom line is that we're really back to square one. We're still trying to figure out the whole theme of the whole shiur is continuation of last week. Just how related are Shabbos and Yeredeh to one another? So, see, this could have been Hilchos Shabbos here. So, in response to my uncle's question, we could have started out with Hilchos Shabbos. So, it's just a question which vantage point you're. Every 5 years, we give the same shiur. Just sometimes it's a Rechayim shiur, sometimes it's a Yeredeh shiur. So, you have to just figure out what the similarities and differences between the Shabbos and Yeredeh. Okay.